talking to Annie Young about her life in the Jewish East End. So first of all, Annie, let's talk a bit about your parents and where they came from and how they met and when they came to England and where they came to.
Well, my mother was 16 when she arrived in this country from a small village in Lodge called Skej, like you would see Fiddler on the Roof, that sort of place. And she came to a brother of hers, my uncle Abraham, which was very well established in Cannon Street Road, in a large house with a workshop behind. And my mother, she was a beautiful woman all her life, but when she was 16, I know, she was a beautiful woman, had to do all the housework of a great big house near Frumpkins. There were giant houses there at that time, four stories, very big houses.
And what street was this on?
Cannon Street Road, off Commercial Road.
Right.
At the corners there was Frumpkins, always the wine and spirit people. And there,
did they sell kosher wine and spirits, or was it just...
Not my uncle, the corner shop.
The corner shop,
yeah,
did,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah,
Frumpkins. It was all kosher Frumpkins.
Yes, yes. My wines came from there when I got married 50 years ago. And my mother met my father, how and when, I don't know, probably from coming into the house or so. He was 10 years older than my mother.
You don't know how they met?
Well, I wouldn't know.
They never told you a story about it?
No. He was a very learned little man. He was self-taught. Mm. He read the papers well. He was very used to go to evening, night school,
he called it. What did your father do for a living?
My father was a machinist for gents' work. His elder brother had a prominent tailor shop in the Mile End Road. And my father worked for him.
And did he end work early on a Friday night?
Or? Oh, definitely. My uncle was also a very pious man.
Mm.
And as soon as it was out of shop, it was, shop shut and everything.
What time would they shut? About lunchtime or...?
No, like now. People who are pious now close out of shoppers, don't they?
So...
Not many, though.
No,
that's what I mean, you see. Oh yes, no work on Shabbos. My father went to shul before Shabbos and went to shul Saturday. And
did your mother go to shul?
Oh, my mother davened very beautifully. My mother was a very learned woman. She used to sit in shul, pass over, and sit with a lot of women that couldn't read. She used to sit and read the Torah to them all. Self-taught, you know.
Mm. Mm. And what about on Friday night and Saturday morning? Did your mother go to shul or not?
No, my mother never went to shul on Saturday. She was always occupied in the house, always.
Right.
No, but every holiday my mother went to shul.
Right. So Friday night, did you always have the same meal?
It was like a ritual.
Mm.
You know, like the ritual. Fried, one had fried fish, one had chopped fish. My father liked Hamish of fish, but my mother always managed to get these things. Because I remember going shopping with my late mother, God rest her soul. There were always the markets there. There was a market called Watney Street, which was much nearer to us. And then there was the very Jewish market called Hessel Street Market, which was further afield, Commercial Road. But in Watney Street, there was also a very good market. You'd go out and you'd buy lovely, warm. And my mother was a great connoisseur of food. In broken English, she's saying, "Not that for me. I want a Norfolk fowl. That means a real country chicken, you know."
Mm.
And
mm.
You'd buy a beautiful chicken, a 4-pound chicken for 3 shillings.
Mm. And a 4-pound chicken would feed the whole family, would
it? Well, a 4-pound chicken was for a yonsef, you know. And then she'd go to Blooms. The brother had just arrived from another country, you know, the big Blooms. His younger brother, and had a butcher's right near us. And there you would go in and buy a pound of the best chuck steak for 10p.
Mm.
The finest and the best. We always had the grandest to eat.
Mm.